Family members of Andrew Brown Jr. say new body camera video confirms what they've been saying about his fatal shooting by sheriff's deputies last month. Brown was a 42-year-old black man who died in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, while deputies were carrying out an arrest warrant. Chantel Cherry Lassiter is an attorney for the family.
Let's be clear. This was an unjustifiable shooting. We will seek justice for Andrew Brown Jr.
She was with Brown's family members yesterday as they viewed more body camera footage from that day. Here's NPR's Sarah McCammon.
Just over 2 weeks ago, family members of Andrew Brown Jr. were shown a 20-second clip from a single body camera. They described what they saw as an execution carried out by Pasquotank County Sheriff's deputies. Yesterday, some of Brown's family members were allowed to view about 20 additional minutes from five body cameras and one dash cam recorded at the scene. Khalil Farabee is his oldest son.
The video I seen last week is pretty much the same as what I seen today. Just a few more details, but he wasn't in the wrong at all. What's in the dark gonna come to the light?
Another son who watched the footage, Gerard Farabee, said Brown did nothing to justify the shooting.
My father did not deserve to die at all. He did not deserve to get killed. In any way, shape, or form, he did not pose any threat at all.
Attorneys for Brown's family say the video confirms he was never a threat to sheriff's deputies, that he was unarmed, and that his hands were always visible. Attorney Chance Lynch described the shooting in Brown's car as an ambush.
At no point did we see Mr. Brown pose a threat to the law enforcement officers that were there. I would suggest to you that it was absolutely and unequivocally unjustified.
That's a direct contradiction of statements by the district attorney, Andrew Womble, who said in court recently that Brown's car made contact with deputies. He also accused other members of the legal team of misrepresenting what was on the previous tape. Outside the government building where the family viewed the footage, several dozen protesters gathered, holding signs and chanting. They're calling for the public release of all the body camera footage, which officials say adds up to about 2 hours. A local judge has said the release of that footage should be delayed several weeks while a state investigation continues. Frederick Godfrey, a black man in his 50s who lives in Elizabeth City, listened as the Brown family described what they'd seen. He says police have too much power and too little accountability.
I've been in a situation where they tell me to put my hands up, freeze. I got to talk them down and ask them which one you want me to do. And it ain't not pretty to look down the barrel of a gun when your life is on the line. Could be ended in 1 second, you know.
Godfrey says he wants local officials to recuse themselves from this case. Meanwhile, Pasquotank County Sheriff Tommy Wooten released a video statement pointing out that his deputies had offered medical care to Brown after shooting him and expressing condolences to the family. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Elizabeth City, North Carolina.